Deal is yet another blow to steel communities. The firm's considering cuts at plants in Scunthorpe and Lanarkshire. It follows the recent closure of a factory operated by SSI in Redcar on Teesside. SNP chairman Derek Mackay says the Scottish Government will help people at the two sites in Motherwell and near Glasgow.
If those job losses are confirmed, we'll do everything we can to support them in looking at potential work and anything else that we can do in partnership with them. And if it is the case that jobs will be lost, then we'll also send in a team, an intervention, as we would always do, to support those staff affected.
A British associate of the radical cleric Abu Hamza has been given a maximum jail term of 20 years in the US for trying to set up a training camp for extremists. Harun Aswad pleaded guilty to terror charges in New York. A man who's admitted taking part in the multi-million pound Hatton Garden jewellery raid has guided police to where he buried some of the stolen goods. Danny Jones was taken by armed police to a cemetery in North London to show officers where to dig. Former Scotland Yard detective Peter Blexley has his own view on why he suddenly decided to cooperate.
Clearly, the weight of evidence against him was overwhelming, and he realised that entering a guilty plea and trying to mitigate down any sentence that he was going to receive was the best way forward.
An inquest jury has ruled that neglect by NHS staff contributed to the death of a disabled man who drowned in a bath. Connor Sparrowhawk, who was 18, had autism and epilepsy. He died after suffering a seizure at a unit in Oxfordshire. Manchester City midfielder Yaya Toure has admitted speeding at 101 miles per hour on the M6 in Staffordshire, but he denies another charge of driving at 123 miles per hour and will now face a trial in December. And allegations surrounding Germany's hosting of the 2006 World Cup are to be investigated by FIFA. That's the latest. I'm Anna Jones.
ایمان ایف ایم سے یہ اذان ایکویٹیلو چیمبر سولیسٹرز اور یورکشائر ٹریڈ کچنز کے تعاون سے نشر کی جا رہی ہے.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول لا
القائمة آت محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته وارزقنا شفاعته يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
O Allah, Lord of this perfect call, of not ascribing partners to you, and of the regular prayer which is going to be established, kindly give Muhammad the right of intercession and superiority, and send him on the day of judgment to the best and highest place in paradise, which you had promised.
This azan was sponsored by Yorkshire Trade Kitchens and Bedrooms, Cornish Way, Parkgate, Rotherham, telephone 01709 377792, and by Aquatilo Chamber Solicitors, Mansfield Road, Rotherham, telephone 01709 368603.
From the mountains of Mudgar to the hills of Sheffield, you are listening to Iman FM on 103.1 FM.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and good evening. Welcome to a special edition of Friday Night Sports with Mac. Yep, a special edition tonight for all my listeners out there, especially in the boxing world. We have got a special live interview with Atif Unique Shafiq. He will be fighting on the undercard of, unfortunately, Kell Brook postponement fight in just over 10 days' time. So, without further ado, let's get involved and let's get Atif on the show. Assalamu alaikum, Atif. Welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum salam. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad I'm sitting on this side because, as always, I say, if you can reach over to me, then maybe I'm in trouble. But, you know, welcome to Iman FM. Firstly, we'd like to thank you from Iman FM for coming on the show so close to the fight. And that's it, really. So, without further ado, let's get on with it. First question, how did it all start?
Well, first I started, my dad took me to a kickboxing gym in Fareham, Pat Revolino's kickboxing gym. So we started off there when I was about 11, I think. And I did well at kickboxing. I won the British Championships under 16s when I was about 14. And then it was just like a natural progression over to boxing. And then I've been doing it ever since.
Mashallah, that's brilliant. And the change from kickboxing to boxing, though, did you find that a natural progression in terms of fighting styles? Because everyone probably listening now thinking, well, kickboxing, feet, movement, change of heart, everything. Whereas boxing, all to do with the fist. How did you find that initially?
Yeah, it was quite easy to me because I was still quite young, so I hadn't settled down into anything. But I'd always used my hands more in kickboxing anyway, so it was quite easy, to be honest.
That's brilliant. Right, I'm going to stop you there because I've already got a couple of questions lined up on WhatsApp. But I also want to tell our listeners out there that when we do a live studio interview, we don't take any telephone calls until 7:30. So please keep all your questions lined up after 7:30. Anyone that wants to phone in, we'll gladly take your calls live on air. Them numbers I will give you if you want to put them down and get them ready for 8:30. That is 0114-2425-200 or WhatsApp, and I'll ask them straight over for 07-88-55-99-786. When you moved over into boxing, how did your parents take it? Were they right happy from the start, or was it, we'd rather keep you safer in the kickboxing?
No, it was they were with me 100%. Everything that I've done has been through my dad anyway, so we're about 14. Boxing was, we'd always sit and watch boxing on the weekends anyway, so it was just more of just something that, it was just like a natural progression we'd just move over to, and because the gym was local to me anyway.
And so, which one was that? Where did you start off initially with the boxing?
With the boxing, my first gym was Malthouse ABC with Tommy Wilson.
Right, and how did you find that initially going straight in? Was that a daunting prospect seeing the other kids there at that time?
No, I loved it. It was a busy gym, and it was like an old-school gym, horrible, no new equipment. We had like two treadmills and just loads of ratty old bags in an old ring. But it was, I think that's like, it was, I had character, and it's like that instilled a lot of good stuff into me. And I enjoyed it.
That's the old school when you're seeing boxing fights, and when you're seeing the boxing stories of the 70s and 80s, you actually see the old school gyms.
Yeah.
That's probably what brought the best out.